I am confused by people who are thrown off by daylight savings time. Because it is not a big deal. People try to make it a big deal. It is just an hour adjustment twice a year. That's all it is. You don't even have to live the hour that gets adjusted. You know what I mean? You don't have to sit there like, come on, come on. You just move the hand on the clock. That's all it is. You didn't get off a plane from Australia. There's nothing to be disoriented by. It's just an hour, but still, twice a year, people, oh, what is, oh. Is this milk still good? What happens now? What? Who is the president?
It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Since we returned to daylight savings time a couple of weeks ago, you might be interested to know that this twice-yearly manipulation of our clocks and watches was first introduced in the United States 103 years ago on this date in 1918. Officially, it is daylight saving time, no S, but daylight savings time or just plain daylight time are acceptable in the United States and Canada. It's called summertime in the United Kingdom and the European Union and a few other places, and is the practice of advancing clocks during warmer months so that darkness falls at a later time. Typically, clocks are set forward by 1 hour in the spring and set back by 1 hour in autumn to return to standard time. As a result, there is one 23-hour day in late winter or early spring and one 25-hour day in the autumn. New Zealand entomologist George Hudson proposed the idea of daylight saving in 1895. The German Empire and Austria-Hungary organized the first nationwide implementation of it starting on April 30, 1916. Many countries have used it at various times since then, particularly since the energy crisis appeared in the 1970s. It is generally not observed near the equator, where the times of sunrise and sunset do not vary enough to justify it. Some countries observe it only in some regions. For example, parts of Australia follow it, while other parts don't. And in the United States, Arizona and Hawaii are not on board. The necessary clock shifts sometimes disrupt travel, billing, record-keeping, medical devices, heavy equipment, and sleep patterns. However, computer software generally adjusts clocks automatically. Benjamin Franklin, who is often credited with the creation of the clock manipulation strategy, published a letter in the Journal de Paris during his time as the American envoy to France from 1776 to 1785, suggesting that Parisians economize on candles by rising earlier to use morning sunlight. This 1784 satire proposed taxing window shutters, rationing candles, and waking the public by ringing church bells or firing cannons at sunrise. Despite the common misconception, Franklin did not actually propose daylight saving time. 18th century Europe did not even keep precise schedules. However, this changed as rail transport and communication networks required a standardization of time that was unknown in Franklin's day. Although Franklin's observations were grounded in humor, he was only partially kidding. Tufts University professor Michael Downing, author of Spring Forward, The Annual Madness of Daylight Saving Time, told National Geographic, "It's easy to say Franklin was just joking, and of course he was spoofing the French for being lazy," Downing says. "But he was a big thrift guy. He constantly wrote about conservation issues, things like the amount of tallow used for candles. He couldn't stop noticing things that could be done more efficiently if they were done his way. So I think in the end it wasn't entirely a joke." Adopted during World War I with the country eager to conserve energy, in 1918 it was passed into law by the United States Congress, and groggy Americans have been complaining about it ever since. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 31st, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.